You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. I'm Retro Mike Kennedy and we are coming to you from the city of Hull.
Oh, it's Hull!
And judging by our success of the outside broadcast, last time we're doing it from outside in the open air again today, which is quite nice. Now, for many people, Hull has been their home for years on end. But even for those who have grown up in the city, many don't realise that Hull boasts some quirky and interesting facts. For instance, the George Hotel is one of the oldest surviving pubs in the city and claims to have the smallest window in England. Originally a coaching inn, it was said that the slit in the wall was used by the porter to look out for stagecoaches and customers. So it was Britain's first ever glory hole. And to be very accommodating for jokers, it's a very small slit. Anyway, boiled sweets were invented in Hull. These sucky sweets were very popular amongst the residents here, and that's basically because most of the adult population in Hull have no teeth. The LCD screen was developed at the University of Hull. For many of you who don't know, it's actually quite a remarkably thin screen that was created by accident as the makers in the university couldn't find the backs for the TV. Amy Johnson was the first pilot to fly alone from Britain to Australia, and she was born in Hull on the 1st of July 1903, and her journey was calm and peaceful. Unlike the queue of planes behind her, waiting for her to go faster. One of the most interesting street names is the Land of Green Ginger. It is situated at the bottom of White Frail Gate in Hull's Old Town, and its origins remain unknown, as is its neighbouring street, Pussy Grove. Pinewood Studios was founded by Hull-born Jather Arthur Rank, a proud Hull man. He decided to celebrate this by launching his studios in the very place that meant so much to him, Slough. During the Second World War, Hull became the most bombed city after 90% of its buildings were destroyed, and bullet holes can still be seen on some of the buildings throughout the city. This is not a result of the war, but an average Friday night out in Hull. Hull is sometimes known as the most poetic city in England, as poets Philip Larkin and Andrew Marvell both lived in the city. Philip Larkin's most famous poem is perhaps the Whitsun Weddings. Such amazing verse as follows. That Whitsun, I was late getting away, not till about 1:20 on sunlit Saturday, did my three quarters empty train pull out. Andrew Marvell, of course, contributed some amazing words of poetry, such as this. There was a young lady from Preston who ran down the M1 with no vest on. I don't think I need to go any further with that, but both are quite great poets. The Humber Bridge was the eighth largest suspension bridge and the largest of its kind from 1981 until 1988. Despite the controversy over its construction, the bridge became a popular route for motorists. By 2006, it was carrying about 120,000 vehicles a week. So it cuts out the road distance between Hull and Grimsby by 50 miles. So people needing to come to Hull for many reasons from Grimsby tend to go the long way around just to avoid the inevitable. 80s pop star and Hull City fan Sunita once promised to sing on the pitch when the club returns to the Premier League. What more incentive do you need more than that to be relegated? Hull was named the city with the highest population of snorers in 2002. I'm not sure how the survey was conducted. However, it is better than London, who have the highest proportion of snorters. Hull is home to the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the UK, Aunt Bessie's, producing 500 million frozen Yorkshire puddings every year. Aunt Bessie, William Jackson's group, Frozen Yorkshire Puddings, were originally created for Butlin's holiday camps in 1974. In 1995, the company started producing its Yorkshire puddings for British supermarket chains under the label Aunt Bessie's. I'm off to try the best pudding in Hull later today, so I'm puddinging out a bit.
Hey!
See what I did there?
Get it!
Lorenzo's Oil. A lifestyling, life-saving treatment, an inspiration for the film of the same name, was discovered in Hull, much like Barry's Batter. That was also discovered at the same time, but not referred to any longer because of Barry's conviction. Now, in the Civil War, imagine this. Ye old White Hart pub, the Hull's old town, played its part in the Civil War. Ye old White Hart pub on Silver Street in Hull is believed to have played a key role in the start of the English Civil War. In the room known as the Plotting Parlour, the decision was reportedly taken in 1642 to refuse Charles I entry to the town due to his crimes in the country. This sparked the first siege of Hull, which was the first major action of civil war. And would have thought that almost 400 years later that history would repeat itself when Joe not being gained entry for the town for his crimes.
That's it, that be in.
The bounty was skippered by the infamous Captain William Bligh and was built and launched in Hull. Originally a merchant ship called the Pythia, it was built in the city in 1784. In 1787, the Admiral brought the ship for a voyage to the Pacific, where 2 years later would see Captain Bligh's cast adrift with his own crew.
Mutinous crow.
It was a crow that turned against him. His mutinous crew. Surrounded by dodgy seamen is something Jenny's used to once upon a time.
So those fishermen's friends.
Yeah. Daniel Defoe, famous fictional character as Robinson Crusoe, and he set sail from Queen's Dock on Hull on the 1st of September 1651. As Defoe writes, it was a journey to be remembered from the start. The ship was no sooner out of the Humber than the wind began to blow and the sea began to rise in a most frightful manner. I was most inexpressibly sick in mind and terrified in body. And that's how I feel driving to Hull, actually. Robinson Crusoe ended up stranded on a desert island with no one for company. Talking of people I like to see stranded on a desert island, let's meet the team.
Whee! Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Joe is a great supporter of Hull Football Club.
Massively. Mm-hmm. Always have been. Always will be.
He is so much a fan that he's often seen hanging around the grounds at night. Using his skill, he broke into the club and put a trophy in their cabinet. I think that's kind. It's a bit like Robin Hood, really, isn't it?
It really is.
We're
very grateful.
Giving to the poor, the needy and the cobwebs.
Absolutely. We're very grateful.
Luke got lost on his way to Hull, so put into his sat-nav the location. However, Luke's not very good at spelling, and he put Hell instead of Hull. But oddly enough, surprisingly, come to the same place. Adrian's loving being up north. In fact, Adrian has been chatting with the local people all day. Even though Adrian is not a native to this country, on chatting to one Hull gentleman about his life and his times in Hull, Adrian did think that he could see a little bit of this gentleman in him.
Many times, apparently.
Jenny has done nothing but complain all day about Hull. She has complained about the fishy smell all day long. But no one else is complaining. We all have to travel with her. Okay, let's play our first game. What have you been looking at? What is on your screen? What's these dodgy websites? What exactly have you seen? Can you guess the information of the clue given for me and complete the search of a dodgy search history? Okay, it's now time to play a game, a brand new game called Search History. Mm-hmm. Now, the internet is a strange place full of everything you desire and you could ever want. It's also home for many different search engines, some of which are unfamiliar to you. However, almost everyone knows Google. In this game, I will give contestants a start of each search and they will have to tell me the rest of the search inputted into Google. For instance, I could say, is retro Mike Kennedy? And the contestants may say, hung like a donkey. Or it could be, does Jenny? And the contestants may say, know where she is, or what day it is, or even her own name. Okay, so let's try and play this. We're going to start with Luke.
Okay,
Luke. The search engine is Google, of course, and someone has put in, is it possible to... So what kind of sentences or searches would someone make with the words, is it possible to?
Oh, my mind is a sewer.
There's so much, isn't there?
So
there is, yeah.
It's beautiful.
There's lots of answers.
Is it possible to...
I think I know what it is, but...
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
Is it possible to go home by 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Apparently not.
No.
Is it possible to milk a cat?
I have no idea why your mind went there. That's not on my list, no.
Is it possible to fly?
No. Jen?
Is it possible... to increase the length of my penis?
What? I think she's...
No, I thought you had that removed. No, it's not one of the most popular searches. Adrian?
The answer to the search is it's not possible, or... asking for a friend.
I'm still trying.
Is it possible to eat French cream and mushroom?
What?
Yeah.
No, why? What?
French cream and mushrooms.
What are you?
I would imagine that's just a delicacy somewhere, isn't it? Okay, on to you, on to this.
Is it possible to... Is it possible... Ooh. Is it possible to write yourself a letter and post it?
What? I don't know where that came from, but I just thought...
Without looking at this, I can categorically say it is possible to do that, yeah? You don't need Google, you just need to write a letter, you know, post it to yourself.
Dumb things on Google, be like, can you write yourself a letter?
No, I will give you the answers to some of these. Is it possible to shrink, be allergic to water, swallow your tongue, live without a spine, time travel... Lose a pound in a day. I lost 3 quid down the sofa the other week. Live on Mars. Have purple eyes. Never fart or read minds.
Mm. About half of them actually are logical and half of them are just insanity.
Yes, but none of them are, can I post a letter to myself? Okay.
My brain works in mysterious ways.
Jen, does Santa Claus...
Oh, this must be an easy one, surely.
Coming.
Does Santa Claus have children?
No. Well, actually, I'll give you that. Does Santa Claus have a son? Adrian? Does Santa Claus?
Does Santa Claus coming in summertime?
No, he comes at Christmas.
Yeah, but...
Okay, no.
It's logical, come on.
Nothing you say is logical. Adrian. Not Adrian. I've forgotten that. See, I've even forgotten where I am. Are they my legs? Yes, they are. Okay. Joe.
Does Santa Claus shave?
Ooh.
Oh.
Has anyone got a biro? I'm going to write that one down. That's actually quite an intelligent one. No, it's not. Not on you, Helen.
Is it my go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Does Santa Claus know my mummy?
Everyone knows your mummy.
Yes.
Son. No. Okay, I'm going to give him. Does Santa Claus exist? Have a wife?
Exist.
Have a dog? Live in the North Pole? Have a son? Have diabetes?
Diabetes!
All the mince pies.
All the mince pies, yeah, and cookies, I suppose. Bring puppies.
Bring puppies.
I wouldn't worry, Jenny. I'm going. Have a birthday. Come from Turkey. And come down the chimney.
But he did come from Turkey. Because St. Nicholas came from Turkey.
No. Don't spoil it. We've got Luke here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Luke. Yes, Santa Claus exists in
He comes from the North Pole, Luke.
Yeah. Does Santa Claus make a mess when he comes down the chimney?
No, that's just Adrian. He's
not Okay, Adrian.
That's when he comes out.
Adrian, is it lucky too?
Pardon, say again, please.
Is it lucky too?
Okay. Oh, yeah, so I have to say something.
That's the purpose of a radio show, really.
Is it lucky to see a black cat?
Absolutely spot on. Well done, yes. That's on the list. Okay, Aunt Joe.
Is it lucky to push a ladder over?
Not for the person up the ladder, I'd imagine.
Just trying to think of things about luck.
Why would you even? That's just barbaric.
It's just hilarious.
Is it lucky to push a ladder open? A poor man has been on your roof for 4 days. You only come to do some
his fault.
Some pointing around the chimney.
And just
help.
Is it Santa?
Help! Some boss have pushed my ladder down. No, onto you.
Is it lucky to find a four-leaf clover?
Oh, very good, but it's not on the list.
Damn. Is it lucky to see two magpies?
Is it lucky to see a magpie? Is correct. That's on the list. I'll give you the rest of them. Is it lucky to see a robin? See a shooting star? Keep a tortoise?
Keep a tortoise?
I have no idea.
Was Blue Peter lucky for a while then?
I have no idea. But you know what? The tortoise legs are really, really expensive to buy individually.
I thought you were going
to
say they're really tasty, and I don't know why.
No, the rest of the body is. Is it lucky to see a black cat? See a magpie? See a rainbow? Find money? Mm-hmm. See a deer? To be born on Friday the 13th, or to see two rainbows? Okay, Joe.
Yes.
I keep hearing.
Oh, so many things. I keep hearing. The neighbor's dog.
No.
Oh, really? Surely someone's hearing. Woo,
like, no, that's the man. That's a man on the roof. No. That hasn't got a ladder anymore. He can't talk anymore. He hasn't eaten for 3 days. Luke.
I keep hearing voices in my head.
Oh, well done, yes. Oh. That's a good one. Jen.
I keep hearing ringing in my ears.
Yes, that's another good one.
Oh, Jen.
Simon okay. Age.
I know.
Adrian.
Here we go.
I keep hearing ghosts.
I'm going to give you that.
Really?
I keep hearing footsteps in my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did before.
Sure, it's not footsteps on the roof.
Yes. He's still there.
It's still there.
Okay. Oh, I keep hearing my wife fart.
No. Because you don't have a wife. And no woman would ever come close to you because of the injunction. So, no, it's not the case. I keep hearing voices, noises, the same song everywhere, music in my head, footsteps in my house, ringing in my ears, my dead cat, the same name everywhere, a piano, and whistling.
God, people are weird, aren't they?
Again, the same name everywhere. That's the guy on the roof. Joe! Joe! I keep hearing Joe. Okay, I like this game. Let's play a bit more, shall we? Okay, Luke. Can loud noises...
damage your hearing.
Yeah, that's it. Damage hearing is good.
Let's play,
Jen.
Can loud noises make me poo my pants?
No, that's just your age, Jen. No.
Can loud noises wake me up?
Ooh, no. Okay, Joe.
Can loud noises make my house fall down?
It depends, really, now, doesn't it? If it's a plane coming towards it, then yeah, probably.
Like, so no. Much it just rattles
it's,
the house.
It's the man on the roof that's actually taking you.
It's the man on the roof, he's still there. Just like,
Okay, can loud noises kill a guinea pig, damage hearing, cause seizures, affect a baby in a womb, cause ear infections, break glass, induce labour, give you a headache, make your ears bleed, or cause dizziness? Last one then, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Why does my hair... Sorry, Joe, I'm going to exclude you from this one. Okay, start with you, Jen. Why does my hair...
Why does my hair go frizzy?
Yes, it's on there.
Really?
Well done.
Well done, Jen.
You all sound surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you mentioned hair. That's why Joe's surprised. What?
Why is my hair falling?
Yeah, it's true. Why is my hair keep falling out? Yeah. That could have been your question there.
It really could have been, and I was literally thinking, I've got to say.
Okay.
Why does my hair keep going grey?
No.
Really? No. No. Come on.
That's normal. Everyone okay. Knows.
Yeah, but someone Googles it.
Why does my hair keep splitting?
No. So it is. Yeah. Why does my hair hurt?
What?
Yeah, apparently. Keep falling out, gets greasy, grow so fast, smell, keep breaking, not grow, go static, itch, and go frizzy. Now, I've just read the next set, so I am going to do one more, and I do apologise for the listeners who are, at the moment, you know, doing sort of like something else. But still, okay. This is open to everyone. You're going to shout out your responses to me. Is it wrong to...
Ooh.
Leave a man on the roof?
Because the answer is never.
That's a top answer, wasn't that? Yes. Okay, is it wrong to...
Is it wrong to put tomato sauce on rice? Or something else food related. I know that's really specific, but come on.
What is wrong with you?
So
you need help.
I do.
You do. No, it's nothing to do with tomato sauce.
Is it wrong to put pineapple on pizza?
Oh, it's got to be.
Is it wrong to put pineapple on pizza? Actually,
it's good.
It's all right, actually. Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. No, it's not that.
Is it wrong to mix tea and coffee?
No.
I can't think of it.
Is it wrong to kill someone?
Oh, bloody hell, Jen.
Oh, you're just all getting right on my nerves.
No.
I got my best one. Is it wrong to put milk in the milk? Milk in the tea?
Is it wrong to put milk in the milk?
No, milk in
I think
the tea.
Generally, that's what a pint of milk is.
Oh, is it wrong to snap the pasta? Or spaghetti, rather.
Frighten me. I am actually frightened.
Is it wrong to help me? Tomato sauce in the fridge.
Please send some help to Hull. Okay. You can read about my obituary on the internet. Okay, I'm going to say, is it wrong to eat meat, cheat, sleep with your sister?
Good Lord.
What if you didn't know she was your sister?
But that's not acceptable. In the Google question, is it? That's just saying, that makes it imply that you know.
Too confusing. Be asexual.
Right.
Be strong. Is it wrong to be strong? Is it wrong to date your cousin?
Nah.
Is it wrong to kill spiders? Is it wrong to experiment on animals? Or is it wrong to talk to yourself? And the best one, is it wrong to be French?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Excuse
yes,
me.
No excuse.
I got a French name, so I'm going to take it personally.
Adrian, I can never take you seriously.
We won't hold that against
you. Thank you.
Okay, so... Okay, so that's the end of that game. Let's play another game. Yeah.
Take a minute, just 1 minute. Try to do it quick, let's get the answers. Let's get it right, don't wanna be here all night. You got a minute, that's all you can take. Let's find the answer, for goodness sake.
Okay, it's time to play Take 1 Minute. Now, Take 1 Minute is a game all about exactly what it says, which is convenient, as if it was a game that means you take 40 minutes to answer something, that would be just wrong. Or maybe a game that takes longer than a minute to answer would mean that the game must be renamed Let's Take Longer Than a Minute. Likewise, if the game was called Let's Take 5 Minutes and you took it in three, then what are we going to do for the other two? So Take a Minute is neither wrong or confusing in any way.
I'm confused.
In this game, contestants will have up to a minute to guess the right answer. This will be all right for most of the team, except for Jen, who takes more than a minute to wake up and realise where she is and try to find a nurse. Okay, so we're going to start with yourself, Joe.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I want you, in less than a minute, to name 10 Tom Hanks movies.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Forrest Gump. Big. Catch Me If You Can. The Terminal. That doesn't help, Luke. So that's 4. Toy Story. Toy Story 2. Toy Story 3. Toy Story 4. Oh, that was lovely. 2 to go.
Almost there. Almost there, Joe.
Oh, what's the one where he looks really old and he's got the mustache? Oh.
You're not messing up with
Oh, Saving Private Ryan!
Yeah.
And there's one more.
One more to go.
Come on, Adrian, help me.
And you're out of time.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're out of time. No. You minutes.
Oh, the one on the street.
Minutes
gone. Captain Ahab.
No, that's it. You're gone. Captain Abraham.
I literally would not have got
Captain Phillips,
anywhere.
Maybe. Yeah.
Captain Phillips.
That's 3 Mile.
That was what I was getting at.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad I remember Toy Story.
On to you, Luke.
Okie dokie.
You've got 1 minute to say the alphabet backwards.
No, I
can actually do this. Come on, you ask me.
Z.
That's good.
Oh dear.
Why?
I'm just asking you. It's just a game. All right, forget it. Okay, Jen. He's going to ask questions all the time about why we are playing. Okay, Jen. I want you to name 5 breeds of dogs with the initials of your surname.
Oh. Okay.
What is Jen's?
Toy poodle.
Oh.
Okay.
Tibetan terrier.
Yeah. Is that surname Tata?
Gosh. Tiddles.
Tiddles?
What is
Tiddles?
Toby?
Tiddles suggested the consonant cats. You could have had... I'm going to have to end there. You could have had Tina and Tracy because I dated them both and they were both dogs. Okay, Adrian, I want you to rhyme 5 words with the word quiz.
quiz.
So words that rhyme with quiz. Five of them.
Do we have quiz shake? No.
Quiz shake? Yeah. What? It's not making up new foods.
Can't say that. You can't say that.
Quiz.
Yes. Don't drink that, there's cigarettes in it.
Oh, I have no idea. Squeezing.
I don't even know what you're doing there, Joe.
Bubbling. And it's bubbling, Dan.
And it rhymes with quiz.
Ask me, please.
Rhymes with quiz, and it's going bubble, bubble, bubble.
So?
Oh, my word.
As time's up. Could you put him out of his misery?
Fizz!
Fizz, there we are. That would have been one.
Whiz.
Okay. Biz. Okay.
Mushes.
Okay, Joe, name 10 things beginning with the initial of your first name.
Jumping jacks.
Okay.
I know. A jacuzzi.
Can't think.
Yeah.
A. What on earth are you doing? So, so what was the first one again?
Jay. That's how you spell it. That's how you spell your name.
So that jacuzzi. Oh God, he's not helping at all. Jacuzzi. Jet plane. A. Dupe the perfume. Jelly deals.
Okay, time's up on that one, I think.
Jittery. I'm jittery.
Jet was what I was getting at. Taking off.
I said jet.
Okay, another alphabet question for you. Oh. Name the fourth letter of the alphabet.
E.
Wow. No.
Okay, that looks out of that one. Okay, Jen, name five countries with. Name five countries flags with stars on them.
No idea.
May I?
Adrian.
Okay, so first of all, gonna be Turkey.
That was the first one you thought of.
Then China.
Yes.
Then USA.
Yes.
And how many?
Five.
USA.
Five.
You're missing the most obvious one.
Yeah. I've got two more. What, which look very similar.
The Great Britain we don't have, so which one is the most?
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
Wait a second. Australia.
I'll take Great Britain because there is a star in Great Britain.
Is it?
His name's Retro Mike Kennedy.
Every other time it's a star in Wales, but just then it was a star in Great Britain.
Well, I'll take one for the team. What can I say?
So yeah, so Australia.
What's next to Australia?
New Zealand.
There we go.
Yes, well done. Okay, thanks. Joe.
Jellyfish. I've remembered another one. Thank you.
Okay, name 10 countries with the colour green in their flag.
Okay. Hungary.
Yeah.
Italy.
Come on.
What? Are you nipples? Why are you?
No, where I am from, come on.
Oh, Slovenia.
No, you failed and Slovenia.
What? Oh, India! Pakistan!
He's not from Pakistan, is he? He's Hungarian.
Where I am from.
Right, you're out, you're disqualified.
Afghanistan! Iran! Iraq!
Disgusting for being so racist,
you
I tell
so
you.
So racist.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that's the end of that game because of the racist slurs from across the way there. It's terribly terrible. So, I tell
jumping.
You what, let's play another game.
Our eyes met across the marquee, and I noticed her lovely pair. The owner was a pretty girl with a shock of auburn hair. But my eyes could only see toothpicks, the objects of my desire. And they quickly caused a spark inside, which built to a raging fire. At last, it's time to make my move, and I gently cup them lightly. The smallest squeeze, a tiny lift, I daren't hold them more tightly. The deed is done, my touch confirmed just what I needed to know. I proudly place first place rosettes on the best pair of tomatoes in show.
The next game is called Mind in the Gutter.
Oh.
And now, in this game, the contestants will be given a series of suggestive clues leading towards a smutty answer. But it is said that men's minds are often thinking about sex every minute. Now, that's ridiculous, because that's longer than the act itself when you think about it, isn't it? This game makes me think of Joe, because... But not because he's smutty, just because I've often found him unconscious and drunk in a gutter. Okay, so, boobies. Oh, sorry, I mean, are you ready?
So I woke up then. What did you say?
Okay, this is going to start off with Jenny. Okay, now, Jen, sometimes you might need to really get your mind out of the gutter to answer these questions, okay? But here we go. I'm going to give you some clues. I am long, hard stick, and all the holes are open to me.
Is it a long, hard stick?
No, I am a long, hard stick. All the holes are open to me.
I know what it is.
I'll give you another clue. When needed, I go straight into the hole.
Oh, no, I didn't know what it was.
Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
Quick jab, just a couple of moves.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no idea.
Last clue. If not, pull out and try again. I won't stop until the job is done. By the way, this isn't a reference for Retro Mike Kennedy, by the way.
I was going to say, is this the Retro Mike Kennedy phone line?
This is your verbal guarantee for anyone out there interested in Retro Mike Kennedy's dating.
No idea.
The answer...
Not golf, is it?
No. Golf? What?
How do you get... Holes and sticks.
It's actually a key.
Oh.
Adrian. If I start dripping water, that means there's a problem with me.
All right, a little bit of Mohab, please.
Okay, grab me, play with me, and I'll spray out excitedly.
Ooh, wow, I got something yesterday, but that's can't
no,
be.
No, it's
so
not the same thing. If you
some fruit, it's gonna be
no. If you're under me too long, you'll start to shrivel.
Yes, I think
Jenny can help
go
me.
Go on it.
You probably do it every morning before you come to work,
or just before bed, possibly.
Or just before bed.
Mm. Mm.
Get yourself clean.
What if you dribble under a toothbrush? You'll shrivel.
Yes. Why are you imitating a toothbrush?
Yeah. What I'm doing morning and the night.
To get yourself clean.
Oh.
What do you
to clean your
clean
body.
Yourself?
Am I? Say it back, please, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I'll give you the last clue. You'll need a towel after you're done with me.
It's a shower.
It's a shower. Well done. Yes. Joe. Yeah. I am long and round with a hole in the middle.
Go on.
I can be soft or rigid.
Long and round with a hole in the middle.
Yep.
And I can be soft or rigid.
Yep.
Continue.
When people need me, they will suck on me.
It's the need for it which makes me confused. Go on.
If you blow into me, I will make a strange sound.
Is it a breathalyzer?
No, it's a straw.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, why did I think breathalyzer? Actually, no, there's no surprise why I thought breathalyzer. Okay.
Luke, I am white, long, and hard.
Is it Luke?
No, sorry. It was just a statement.
A bone.
A bone.
No, you can move me up and down, but you'd better not.
can I have the next hint too, please?
Yep. When you play with me, you really ignite my flame.
Oh.
Long, hard, and white. And it ignites a radiator.
When I get hot, I'll flare up and you'll feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
Is this seductive voice working, by the way?
It's doing something.
I don't know.
Just want to call
it's a candle.
Oh, I was going to say, is it a match?
Okay, Jen.
Yes.
Why is it white?
Because it's white, a white wax. Candle.
Oh. The vax.
I have hair on top and also hair below.
Rules out Joe.
Yeah, certainly does. Sorry about that, Joe.
Next clue. If you rub me with your hand, I will start to run in water. I will start to run in water.
If you rub me with your hand,
I will start to run in water.
Yeah. Okay. If you poke me hard, I will bleed. That's not even sexy, do you know what I mean?
That was just definitely a tap.
That's a new Netflix documentary.
I'll keep you company while you work during the day.
It's a radiator.
Why are you a bowl obsessed with radiators? Not bloody radiators.
I'll fall asleep at night with you. And it's not your victim, Jen. It's actually your eyes.
Oh.
Okay, wow. This is open to anyone, okay?
Yeah.
My smell can be quite pungent.
It bloody can. It's awful tonight.
My smell can be pungent. I mean, that could be.
You rub me back and forth until you're satisfied.
This voice is getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm scared.
When my white liquid flows onto your clenched hand, don't wait too long or you might not be able to remove me.
This is super glue.
It is glue. Well done.
Yes!
Okay, you ready? This is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. It is dry when it goes in. It is wet when it comes out.
Is it a cracker?
Is it a cracker?
Yeah! It's dry when it goes in, and then you gob it out.
Why would you gob out a Neanderthal?
Because it's so dry.
why even eat in the first place if you can't eat a bloody cracker?
Just so we'll go,
what's wrong with you?
It's
cheap. Anyway, I've got to go back into sexy mode now. Do you know how difficult it is to be sexy sitting next to Jen? Yeah? This has taken all these years of acting.
Is that what you say to the present Mrs. Retro Market?
She can't talk. She's bound. I'm medicated. Anyway, repeat back and forth several times. It comes out with white bubbles.
Chew gum.
No, it's brushing bloody teeth.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's hard. Then when you're taking out, it's soft.
No, dry and wet.
Dry and wet.
There's nothing about hard and soft here.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
again, it's open to anyone. When I come, I buzz around.
Oh, Lord. A bee.
No.
Oh. A wasp.
Not finding me makes you feel irritated.
Fly.
My phone.
If I give you a kiss, you'll get a bump.
A mosquito.
It is a mosquito.
Yeah. What did you say? Mosquito.
You gotta be quicker.
Yeah.
Okay, next one then.
Some people are dark and some are light. If you touch me, I'll prick you.
A cactus.
A hedgehog.
Yes, yeah, it's a hedgehog eating a cracker. Right. How did you know?
At first, women are scared.
It's the answer to Joe.
I want to say radiator, but yeah.
Well, a radiator. It's not a bloody radiator. But later they will like it. It's a beard, okay? It's a beard. It's a bloody beard. I don't know why I bother.
What we need to do is decide between the four of us one day what word we are going to try and insert into the show.
That's such a good idea,
for Mike to guess.
and then just wind him
what
up.
What word it is.
Anyway, last couple then. I am hard and shiny. You slide your finger into me.
A polished radiator.
A metal toothbrush.
You can fiddle with me when you are bored. It's not Jen.
And it's hard, and you can slide hard your finger shiny. In it when you're bored.
Hmm. Oh. I witness the happiest moments of your life.
It's a ring! It's a ring! It's a ring! It's a ring. Yes! Wedding rings!
I am all... This is another one. I am always active and can't stay still.
Me!
River.
When I'm excited, I beat faster.
A heart!
Well done. That's a bit easy. Okay. I'm big and soft, and sweet is my flavour.
Brian Blessed.
If you lick me and get me wet, I become sticky.
Brian Blessed.
You can eat me or just hold me in your mouth.
A gobstopper.
The faster you move, the smaller I get.
Sweet.
No, it's Brian Blessed. Right. That's the end. That's the end of that game, and that was Mind in the Gutter. And our minds were certainly not in the gutter, but on the wall next to the bloody radiator.
The toothbrush.
Things definitely heated up that
then it's withdrawn. A blink, a breath, a fleeting thought. 20 seconds vanish, quickly caught. My time's relentless, rushing stream. Another second, just a gleam. It's here, it's gone. A tiny space, leaving only time and pace. A second spent, a second lost. 120 seconds at all cost.
Okay, this is 20 Second Showdown. Now, you might be thinking, oh, this is a game about Joe's sex life. However, that would be too long.
That would be quite generous.
In fact, this is a game about all about answering the questions or action in 20 seconds or less. It might not seem long, however, 20 seconds is a lifetime if you are, for instance, falling off a cliff or listening to one of Adrian's stories. So, let's play. Okay. Adrian and Joe, yeah. I want you both to shout out four things that stink.
Poo! Bleach. Cheese.
Oh, thank you.
Sick.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine, yeah.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Cool. I'm for a...
Child, I was so afraid.
Okay. Jen and Luke, name three animals you can milk.
Cow, goat, sheep.
Wow.
Oh, my word.
I couldn't even get in there.
Wow.
You got experience with that.
Can you milk a cat, though? I was Googling it the other day. I really want to know if you can milk a cat.
Carmella as well.
Carmella?
Okay.
Camel.
Oh, camel.
Joe and Adrian, shout out.
Carmella.
You got 20 seconds to shout out three fruits beginning with the letter P.
Pineapple, pomegranate, papaya.
You do know that Joe's playing the game too, yeah? That Adrian's playing the game.
Yeah. I just don't want to run out of time. I'm sorry. All right, next time, Adrian, I won't say anything.
Okay.
Peach as well.
Yeah, peach. Yeah.
Luke and Genuini, shout out the names of three kids' party games.
Musical chairs.
Pin the tail on the donkey.
And... Pass the parcel.
Yeah.
Well done. Jen and Adrian.
Jen and Adrian.
Jen and Luke. I don't care anymore. Jen and Luke, name three bands beginning with B.
Busted.
Boyzone.
Nice.
And I'm afraid nice is not, it begins with letter N. So you are out of that game. Okay. I want you to make up an old wives' tale in 20 seconds.
Do you know, Adrian, that in Britain, if you go and buy some carrots and you plant them in the garden, they actually grow into parsnips?
Never heard about that. Really?
Yeah, if you actually grow, if you put a normal carrot from Tesco into the ground,
yeah,
and you don't grow it from a seed, but it's from the actual carrot, then over time goes from being orange to white and it becomes a parsnip. Oh. That's how parsnips actually were originated.
Okay, and your time starts now.
No, I think we need to start then.
And your 20 seconds are up. You failed that one, I'm afraid. Okay, Jen and Luke, shout out three things that rhyme with your first name. That's for both of you.
Puke.
Wenny.
Duke. Fluke.
Yep.
Penny.
Yep. You can also have runt. Okay. Okay, Joe and Adrian, shout out the names of five former prime ministers.
Oh,
Winston Churchill,
Boris Johnson, Tony Blair,
Theresa May, and Theresa May. Come on.
Well, current one.
If you take the colour black and you mix white
Rishi
into
Sunak,
it.
But the last
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, there you go. You just said it. Rishi Sunak.
Yeah. But I was
okay.
Thinking of
I was thinking of Gordon Brown.
Unfortunately, no points for you because I did say shout out the first names of five former prime ministers, not the full names. So you're disqualified from that one.
Bloody hell, okay. Adrian.
Okay.
Mojo.
For Luke and for Jenny Wenny, what is 34 plus 59?
83.
No, the answer is 93.
Yeah, 93.
You knew that, didn't you, Adrian? Yeah, your maths is amazing. Maths. Adrian's maths is next
sometimes,
level.
Okay. Sometimes Joe helps me to count to seven.
Yes.
To count to seven.
Yes. I got some difficulties.
Sometimes Jen wants me to count to 11. So sometimes I have to use both hands and an extra digit. Okay, Joe and Adrian, make up three words that rhyme with purple.
Burble?
Oh, that's an actual word. It doesn't really rhyme, it's assonant.
Malurple. Shmamurple.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah. So many.
And falupadumpadumpadumpurple.
Phenopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopanopan
answer.
Jen and Luke, name three vehicles beginning with the letter B.
Bus. Bendy bus. Yes.
Big bus.
Bicycle.
Bus. Bicycle. I'll give you that.
Why not?
Okay. Okay, this is for everyone, by the way. Mm. Okay. You have to say, I'm Batman, in turn with your teammates, and say, I'm Batman, each in a different voice.
Ooh.
Okay.
So you start, and then we each go around saying, Batman, I'm Batman differently.
Okay.
I'm a Batman.
Okay. Joe?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Joe?
Adrian.
Adrian?
I am Batman.
I'm Batman.
I am Batman.
Slightly racist there. I think Luke's out for, because I can't afford to be cast out of podcast land. So Luke is out. Okay, down to Jen, Adrian, and of course
I am Batman.
Mr. City Winkle.
I am Batman.
What was that?
No, it's I am Batman, Joe. Sorry, you're out of the game as well. So now it's down to Joe and... It's now down to Adrian and Ginny.
I am Batman.
Wow, that was I wasn't expecting that.
That's a normal voice.
I am Batman.
That's his normal voice.
I am Batman. God. I am Batman.
You just copied exactly what she just
did. You
sounded you're out of it. That means Jenny.
Sounded like Skeletor.
Jenny.
Oh, weird.
Jenny.
Yes.
You're Batman.
Yay!
Well done.
Oh, wait, this is not
that's the end of that game.
We don't have.
I am Batman.
Misleader, who's the misleader? Who's so deceitful? Who's the wrong one? Who's the traitor among us? The traitor, she is the traitor. She is the traitor. No, they are not traitors, they are misleaders, misleaders.
Okay, we're gonna play a bonus game. Okay?
How much I've got on there?
Okay.
Adrian's just closing the naughty websites.
It's all right. Okay.
Oopsie.
So I am going to send a text message to one of you. On WhatsApp. Okay.
So it's not a text message. Though.
Well, it's
a WhatsApp message, isn't it?
Okay. Now, if you got that text message, okay, then great. But don't say if you have or if you haven't got the text message. Because we are going to be playing a game called The Weakest Traitor. One of you have been texted with the actual word, you are the traitor. Now it's up to you collectively as a team to decide who is the traitor amongst you. Now you have to have a discussion amongst yourself to find out who is the traitor. So the floor is open to you to decide who is the traitor.
Okay, I'm going to start. I haven't received anything, so I'm definitely not. But
that sounds like something the traitor would say.
But because you just attacked me, definitely it's Luke. So 100%.
So you're
is Adrian's just done what I thought to do.
But the thing is, Adrian has just literally just gone. Yeah, I didn't get a text, but Luke did.
He just went, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so you have to believe me, Joe and Jenny. Come on, vote for.
Well, there's one Luke. Of us here that is quite literally a criminal. So it would make sense. Right?
No.
Oh, that's true, Joe. You have got a dodgy past.
Did it actually say you are a traitor?
Sorry, can I just do.
Dodgy party.
I'm just going to do my part in to be like. Claudia Winklebottom.
Winklebottom.
Okay.
Did the message actually say you are a traitor?
What did the message say, Adrian? What did the message say? Traitor. Never mind.
Let's
have a look what the message actually said. You are the traitor.
Well,
exactly. What?
There's one person that sees you very loud and hasn't said much. And I'm looking at you.
So before...
Maybe I'm just absorbing what everyone else is saying.
Before you just started to talking about me, then about Joe, definitely you want just to confuse everyone here. So it's obvious he got the message.
I think Adrian got the message because he's very, very...
He immediately accused me and then accused me of accusing people.
I think Adrian's the traitor.
Okay.
Right, so
Adrian
I would like you...
fascinating because he's either not going to be the traitor try and catch people out or... Yeah. Because Adrian's Adrian, he's just going to blame everyone else, even though he is the traitor.
I am the most judgmental person in this earth, so you know I can't be the traitor.
So, folks at home, it's now time to vote. Who is the traitor? Right, so hang on a second. Let's go through it one by one.
Because of that.
What I'd like you to do now is, Joe, tell me who you think is the traitor.
Jenny winning.
Luke, who do you think is the traitor?
I'm going to say it is Joe.
Jen.
Luke.
I would say Luke as well.
Wow.
There's two votes for Luke. Luke? You can now tell them, are you the traitor or are you...
I'll show them. No notifications. Nothing there. Except a text.
No! You are the traitor.
Oh. No! Adrian's no! random comment that could have gone any single way is the first thing that he said before.
Do you know what, Adrian? You're amazing.
Do you want to play another game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenny was paying pressure into them.
Okay.
You're the traitor. No, you're not. You're the traitor. You're the traitor.
So I can put it a little bit this way.
Okay. Check your phones, because the message is coming through.
Dr. Jones, calling Dr. Jones.
Get up now.
Okay.
You know my music.
Okay, put your phones away once you know. Okay. So, let's see. Who is the traitor? Let's start this conversation going. Who will be leaving? Who will be leaving Hull tonight?
Wait, hold on.
What? That plot thickened. Very fast.
In a box.
I'm building up drama here. Yeah, I'm Claudia Winklebottom. So
the hair really does it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's the goatee. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so can you say something? Are you innocent here?
I mean,
Joe's never innocent. Come on, you're asking to be the wrong person.
Okay. But in this one instance, I would say yes, I am.
Okay.
You would say yes, or you are saying yes.
I would say yes.
Mm.
Okay. Are you innocent?
Yes, I am, as always. So I haven't received any messages.
Well, messages.
You say as always, but I know firsthand that you're not always innocent.
And also the fact that before Mike said, right, who is leaving Hull first? You were giggling!
Okay.
But Jenny Wenny said absolutely nothing.
She's been very silent, like a silent assassin.
Which is the tactic I did last time.
Yeah, but is she awake? Jen! Wake up.
So, Jenny Wenny.
Yes.
Have you received a text?
No.
Have you received a WhatsApp message?
No.
She doesn't even know how to work a phone. What are you talking about?
First of all, do you understand what WhatsApp is?
Do you know how to use a phone?
Do you have WhatsApp?
What's up?
Should we ask a carer?
they normally...
Excuse me, did you... did Jen receive a message? Yeah, she did apparently receive a message. Okay.
Is there a chance that Luke might have been messaged twice to try and catch us out?
Oh, that's a twist.
What are the odds of that?
I would say pretty much
one in four. I say, I'm just guessing one in four.
So I think because I never shared my personal information with Mike, so I haven't received anything, but definitely.
Sorry, you haven't shared your personal information with me?
Yeah, like my mobile number.
I'm
so
pretty
you
sure
don't
Mike
know.
Has your number.
Of course I know your number, yes.
Really?
You text me on it often enough.
Am I?
Sounds like a traitor.
I got two daddies here.
That's a very treacherous thing to say.
I think that is a slam dunk. I think that is an absolute judge, jury, executioner right there.
So I've got to get my fringe sorted. So I got an appointment, so I need to rush you now. So, Jen, who's the traitor?
Adrian.
Luke.
Jenny's been quite quiet, but Adrian gave it away in the last meeting.
Oh, Adrian. Okay.
Audleyan.
Adrian. And Adrian, who do you think it is?
Well, I think so, it's Joe.
Okay. Unfortunately, Adrian, you have 3 votes, which means that you are...
The weakest link.
Eliminated and are the weakest link. So, can you reveal, are you a traitor or are you a funny bum?
What is that?
It's like a faithful, only much more fun.
Okay, so I'm that funny bum because I'm not. 3.
Oh, that means that it's down to three of you to interrogate each other. This is great radio, isn't it?
Why are you quiet, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Got my teeth in.
Well, you had them in the last round, didn't you, Jennifer? Yes, you did.
Yes, they were. Sorry, Jen, let me get them out of my pants. There we are.
Ah, this dry when it goes in, when they come from.
Okay, so let's start the banter going.
Well, when Adrian said no, my mind went one way.
Jenny went in.
And it was a very quiet corner to my left here.
I think there is. Methinks the lady does protest too much. It's like Margaret Thatcher's over there.
Unfortunately, you do know that whoever is eliminated, if they turn out to be a funny bum, a funny bum, then that means that the killer has succeeded, because he will end up killing both of you. However, if not, then you have successfully killed the killer.
Does that mean Adrian's already been killed?
No.
No, but he's foreign, so don't care anyway. Okay?
So who's the...
Why are we looking for him to judge it, actually? Like, we're sat here, he's going...
Jenny Winnie.
Hello.
Why are you being so quiet?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Makes for great radio.
If I was to say that I'm actually the traitor, Jenny, what would you think?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What would you say?
If you told me that you were the traitor?
Yeah.
I still wouldn't think you were.
You wouldn't believe me if I said...
You've just got that kind of face.
That I am, am actually the traitor.
What kind of face does he have? He has a face. He has a face that you see on the walls of police stations.
Yeah, so, like, he's a criminal in real life, so surely not twice.
That would be typecasted, wouldn't it, I suppose?
More than once.
So who's the winner again?
No one yet. We're still playing the game.
Why?
You're out.
You're out.
No, I mentioned you.
You're not in anymore.
You've been killed. You've been eliminated. You are the weakest link.
You killed me.
Can we just stop here?
Come on.
That's fine. Can we just stop?
Oh, yeah. Job done. And that's the end of the show. Well, thank you for listening to Electric Note. Okay, let's take a vote then.
I vote Joe.
Joe?
It's Jenny Winnie.
Oh, God.
Come on. Don't be naive.
I hope this doesn't... Jenny. I think it's Jenny.
Jenny.
Because she's nervous and doing her buttons up on the
top. Because I'm bloody cold, that's right.
Oh, God.
That's only...
Cold, Jenny.
She's only...
We're in sunny hole.
She's only doing the buttons up because I'm getting closer. She's after my mind in the gutter. Mm. And also I'm wearing sunglasses and the sun's come in, so I can't physically see her.
It's really nice.
Jenny, are you a traitor or a folly bum?
I'm a folly bum.
You're a folly bum. Can the traitor reveal themselves?
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Absolute traitor!
That means that we are successful.
I'm going to do it twice just to catch us out.
What are the odds of him doing bomb someone twice?
I was thinking first that twice it's going to be, but then after you said...
Why did you have to behave differently?
Really
Why didn't you just behave the same?
Jenny, you confused everyone.
Well,
no, Adrian it's your changed as well. Adrian changed his behaviour as well.
Jenny Wenny enabled
I tried to find... I just changed my tactics.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the weakest traitor. Wasn't that great?
That was really good.
That was good fun. That was good fun. We'll have to play that again. Be better with more of us, but still, four was good.
Am I right? My God, only Luke's number. As I mentioned.
No.
That's why he messaged twice him.
Look, I am going to go onto my WhatsApp.
A little
now.
Bit smart, please.
He's got my number.
Adrian.
This is going to freak you out, Adrian.
There we go. I'm just going to type a message to you, Adrian. Do you know that WhatsApp group we're all in?
No, that's I haven't where your number's on anything.
Here. Yes, you have. You've sent me photographs.
Are you okay?
Any photographs?
What's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's how we communicate?
What kind of photographs?
We leave that to the viewers.
You know what the biggest hint was? When Mike texted me and my wrist buzzed and his name popped up. Oh, and none of you saw. Didn't any of you not realise why I quickly went... Wow,
no, no.
And also as well when I said he.
No.
That was a clue.
Really?
Anyway, okay, that's all we got time for, and I can reveal that we do have a clear winner, and it's Mr. D. Ogging.
Ooh.
At Schoolboy Lane in Hull.
Oh, nice. D. Ogging. I know him well.
Oh, sorry, no, that's Dogging at Schoolboy Lane Hull. Sorry, Adrian, use your directions for later. I apologise. So no winners this week, unfortunately. We may get a winner next week, that's all. But that's all we got time for the Retro Breakfast Show here in the beautiful city of Hull. I said that with a straight face. Now, Hull is lovely. Thank you all very much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. For myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Adrian, from Joe, from the traitor, Luke, and from the Falabum, Jenny Winnie. It's a very good night and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.